Greetings in Jesus' name to each one. It is a blessing to share with you once again. This is Levi Thalsus. I'd like to just share with you a bit on why a person needs to be born again, and why we hear those terms, born again, new life, salvation. The scripture says ye must be born again. And I think one of the most clear reasons is in Genesis chapter 3, which is the fall of man. Verse 2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you should not eat of it, neither shall you touch, lest you die. Verse 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Verse 5, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And I've often, as a little child growing up, hearing that scripture where God says, you shall surely die, I have often wondered, why did Adam and Eve not die, like God said? Because he said, you will surely die. And Satan said, you will not die. So who was right? As a little child growing up, I wondered if maybe Satan was right. In my heart, I knew he wasn't, but I couldn't comprehend what that really meant. As I grew older, I realized that there is a curse of death in men, spiritually and physically. But today I'd like to focus on the spiritual side, because we all know that each one of us will die someday. But the reason why we need to be born again is because God said we will die, and that sin, that the death that God, that the curse that God put on men in the very beginning of time, because of that sin nature, there is a sin is death. We need to realize that right from the start. Sin is death, and Christ is life. So men are born with a sinful nature. Therefore, it is a nature of death. And if a person does not come to the place where they accept that life, where they recognize that they need that life, they need Christ. So that is the step number one in realizing on why we need to be born again, is because we're dead. Without Christ, we are absolutely dead. We are, when we die, we're entering a physical death, but if without Christ, we are entering a spiritual death, a eternity in hell, a eternity with the devil himself, the one that said, no, you won't die. Well, he was wrong, because there is that sinful nature in men. So I'd like to just put a plea in with each one of you. If there is someone listening that has not been born again, that has not realized that they are condemned to death. Why? Because they were born with a sinful nature. They were born with the nature of that God said, you will surely die. So that is why we must be born again. That is why we need life. That is why we need Christ. Christ came to give us life. Christ was the fulfillment of that promise. So to each one of you this today that have been born again, praise the Lord. You have life. There is so many promises in Scripture of life and life more abundantly. But if you have not been born again, if you have not come to the place where you have crowned Jesus Christ your King, you're still a servant of the enemy. So I would just rejoice with you that are converted, that have been born again, that no longer have that curse of death with you or upon you. And I would just give a word of encouragement to those that have not received that life, because you are, in a sense, a ticking time bomb. When your life is over, you're entering, life only starts when we die, especially in Christ. But if you're not in Christ, it means eternity in hell. So God bless each one of you this morning. I just ask that each one of us would seek the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our heart.